When it's 5:23 Central African time on this beautiful Wednesday morning, Yawmul Arbi'a. Yes, my beloved listeners of Radio Al Ansar International. Yes, my beloved listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'a. Yes, it's the 28th of Muharram, 1445. Ustad, welcome to this Wednesday morning Q&A. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Riyaz Hussein. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li swadri. ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 28th of Muharram, 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 28, Suratul Qasas, verses 41 and 42. Almighty Allah informs us about the Pharaoh and Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So regarding the Pharaoh and his cronies, his cabinet and comrades, Almighty Allah states, chapter 28, verse 41, وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ, and we made them. Almighty Allah is informing us that we, and that's the royal pronoun to stamp His Majesty, authority and sovereignty, and it is a symbol of respect and reverence. And we made them a'imma. A'imma is the plural of imam. Leaders, such leaders, yad'una ila an-nar, that they were inviting the people towards the fire. Today you see so many prime ministers, so many presidents, so many kings, crown prince, and so many scholars, religious scholars, but they're inviting the people towards the jahannam and the hellfire. Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one of the biggest fitnas and trials and tribulations that will come for people and humanity is the fitna, trial, tribulation of Dajjal. And today it's already started. Artificial intelligence, and you can see that what they are doing, that what is batil and falsehood, they are selling it as the truth, and people follow it because the media creates the hype and so forth. But Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam went on and said, "Inna akhwafa ma akhafu ala ummati ala immatul mudillun." That the people I fear the most, even more than Dajjal, they are more dangerous than Dajjal, as mentioned in Mustad Ahmad and Sahih authentic hadith, are those imams, are those maulanas, or those sheikhs, that imams, those muftis, who themselves are corrupted, and they lead others astray as well. We can see it today, closing the masajid and saying that the Shias, our brothers, going to court as friends of the court, the interfaith promoting the vaccine, and a list of so many other haram activities, TV actors and so forth. So these are the people, yad'una ila an-nar, they're inviting to Jahannam and the hellfire. وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ لَا يُنْصَرُونَ, and on the day of justice, the day of reckoning, لَا يُنْصَرُونَ, they will not be given any assistance, they will not be helped in any way, because remember, دُوَلُّوا وَأَدُوَلُّوا, their crime is manifold, they themselves were astray, and they led thousands of other people astray. You look at India, you look at, you understand, Rohingya, Burma, you see the Vatican, you see the where all this, the Jutlas and their rabbis, all fall in that category, remember that. وَأَتْبَعْنَاهُمْ And we let it follow them. Again the royal pronoun. And we let it follow them. فِي هَذِي الدُّنْيَا لَعْنَا A curse that in this worldly life they are cursed. Curse means that they deprived of the special mercy of Almighty Allah. They are mal'uneen, cursed by Almighty Allah. Allah Jalla Wala envelope us in His mercy. Always, O Muslim, O Muslima, me and you should be reading chapter 7, verse 151. Chapter 7, verse 151. وَأَدْخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ O Almighty Allah, include us in your special mercy. وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ Whilst you, Ya Allah, you alone, you are the most merciful one to show mercy. So وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ And on the day of justice, why قِيَامَةِ لِأَنَّ النَّاسَ يَقُومُونَ مِنْ مَقَابِرِهِمْ The people will stand up from wherever they buried, whether in the grave or whether in the ocean, where they drowned and their bodies were not retrieved, or their bodies were cremated. So wherever they are, all of them will stand up for reckoning and accountability. هُمْ مِنَ الْمَقْبُوحِينَ They will be the most despised people, hated and detested people. اللَّهُمَّ أَجِرْنَا مِنَ النَّارِ اللَّهُمَّ أَحْفَظُنَا مِنَ Allah protect us from Jahannam and the hellfire. Allah Ta'ala protect us from all these things on the day of justice. Surah 3, chapter 3, verse 194. Chapter 3, Surah Ali Imran, and verse 194, and that is, وَلَا تُخُزِنَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ O Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, do not disgrace us, do not humiliate us on the day of justice. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Let us take you now through the news, views, and interviews locally, nationally, globally, and internationally. Number one, Taliban are now in power for 2 years in Afghanistan and Kabul. They defeated the hell out of the Americans and coalition 48 countries. And what do you see now? Leave the Western media who got an axe to grind, who are biased. There's no corruption, hardly any corruption now. Which Western country today can say proudly they don't have corruption? The element of safety, people are safe, the women can walk, the children can walk without being intimidated and without, you must remember, being harassed and so forth. And the poppy trade, the drugs trade, they brought it down to 1% and 0% almost. And the Americans could not do it in 20 years. And the economy is stronger than Pakistan and many other countries. You compare it to Argentina, you compare it to other countries, many African countries. So remember, if you want to study about Taliban and Afghanistan, there are three personalities whose life history, O Muslim and non-Muslim, you must study. Number one, Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu an, who was the son-in-law of the Prophet Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not once but twice. Zunnurain radiallahu anhu arda. First married to Sayyida Ruqayya radiallahu anha. After her demise, then Sayyida Umm Kulthum radiallahu anha. During his time, remember, a portion of Afghanistan was conquered. Then, secondly, the time of Amir Muawiyah radiallahu an. He ruled the Ummah for approximately 19.5-20 years. So then the other part of Afghanistan was conquered. And the Fatih Kabul and Abdurrahman bin Samura radiallahu an. So Ummah, wake up. Scholars, read all this and teach your people and the masses what is Afghanistan. They will liberate Palestine. They will liberate India. They will liberate many parts, inshallah, inshallah. 3 Bulgarians arrested in the UK. Why? Because they considered as Russian spies. But when they investigated them, they found that they were very low-class spies, not the top guys. So it was a very small story. Sudan, million people already fled and left Sudan already. So many problems there. They're facing famine, and the civil war, and so forth. Inside Sudan, more than 3 million million people displaced. And remember, hardly any aid coming in from Darfur to Darfur, and their insides are Sudan, Saudi Arabia tried, United Nations tried, but nobody can help them. Remember, everybody got a hidden agenda. Saudis only do things where they want to get credit and so forth. China and India, the two armies have met because the Himalayan border, so they said that now we have reached some agreement in principle and so forth. Now look at this. I'm not speaking about whether professional cricket or soccer or tennis or whatever, rugby is permissible or not. We say it's not permissible, and I told you that fatwa 100 times. But look at the injustice that in Pakistan, you know, it was Pakistan's National Day on the 14th of August and 15th of August in India. So they had celebrations and all that in Pakistan. So they, the army and the Choroki Hukumat, the bunch of thugs and crooks and who are running Pakistan currently, so when they spoke about the achievements of the Pakistani cricket team, they edited Imran Khan's name out of that. But he's the person who won the World Cup for them and so forth. So you see, when you have a hatred for a person, وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَانُ قَوْمٍ أَلَا أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا إِعْدِلُوا هُوَ أَقْرَبُ. Quran says your hatred for a person or a nation should not let you forget justice. So therefore I tell you that we can never ever say every Jew or every Hindu. Yes, we will say majority of them. We must remain fair even to our enemies. Now look at these Pakistanis, the man who brought so much honor to them in the cricketing field. So that's a different thing we say is not permissible. But now he must not be shown to the public and so forth. Bunch of idiots they are, that's what I will call them. Let's come to BB and the Haramis and the Jewish people, the Zionists and the cursed nation, Hitler's children. So all type of dissent against BB, and he and his party will call it terrorism. That's an easy word they found now. Anybody oppose you is a terrorist. Put a bullet through him. Yesterday they murdered and martyred 2 Palestinians. So Allah grant them Jannat al-Firdaus. Allah decimate the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel. The Israelis, AU Jutlas, listen, they're going across the border and they're buying left, right and center properties and whatever else they can buy in Cyprus. They want to make the Cyprus the second Israel. The reservists of the army and everything else who are protesting with the masses there in the rogue apartheid regime of Israel. So the government says that they are rebels and they must be dealt with severely. Can you believe that? For us, very good. Jutla fight Jutla, Zionists fight Zionists, Jew fight Jew. And you can kill one another. We got no empathy for you because you are murderers, remember that. And you promote apartheid and the whole world can see what murderers you are. Look at this story. The Israeli court releases the settler who murdered a Palestinian. For what he killed him? For fun. He just put a bullet through him. You must remember that, no, we are Jutlas, we are Israelis, we can kill any Palestinian. So that is their democracy, the only democracy in the Middle East. You must remember what democracy? The cursed nation on this earth and the cancer on this earth, the scum on the earth. Israeli ultra-Orthodox men will not sit next to women. Can you see that? If the Afghan people had to do that, they will call them racist and uneducated and ignorant people. But in Israel, when these Orthodox guys, they're in a plane or they're somewhere and a lady sits next to them, so they say that they must move them away or move the lady away. So this is how they have gender segregation. This is how they have apartheid among themselves also. Never mind apartheid with the Palestinians who are Christians, who are and Muslims and so forth. Ukraine could give up some of its land to Russia. Who said so? The NATO ministers are speaking now. Now you are speaking the language of Putin. Putin is a bigger harami, and Putin is putting them properly in the place. So they say, yes, if we want peace, then rather give these pieces of land to Russia. We're catching such a hiding, you must remember that, and nobody can help us. What you hear on the Western Western media is a lot of, you must remember, propaganda and a lot of nonsense. Now let me take you to North Korea. A very interesting story. You see the apartheid in Israel, the apartheid in America. So there is a soldier. His name is Travis King. So he's an African guy, you know, Afro-American guy. He's treated badly by the whiteys and so forth and so on. So now he had to get a flight back to America from South Korea. But he knew that they're going to trump up charges against him. So he took the next flight and he went that side to North Korea. And he and his family have released statement that you must remember that the whiteys were treating me very badly, inhumanely, and there's absolute racial injustice in the army. And we all know that, you must remember, whether you're in America or whether you're in Israel. And remember that you can be an American passport holder, Israeli passport holder, but if you're black, you'll be treated differently in most instances. These are the super terrorists, you must remember that. And see this here, a Russian gave an American spy $17,000, and that American spy started singing like a canary. He gave out so much information, you see. So they're all up for sale. It's not only the women who are prostitutes, remember that, they are prostitutes. They just give them money, they will sell their mother also. That are the haramis that they are. You must understand how the modern world works. There's no loyalty among crooks, remember that, and among these today's politicians. In the whole world, you can see our circus, how it's going on. They're all preparing for BRICS summit number 15, hosted by South Africa, from 22nd of August to the 24th of August. Viva South Africa! What a big story it'll become. But just go beneath that and all the corruption and so forth. So more than 30 states are applying to become part of South Africa, of the BRICS, and 8 of them are Arab countries and so forth. So remember, you can't go far when you have corruption and so forth. It's no sense just, you know, covering up and camouflaging and veneering everything. It doesn't work that way. People know your true colors. Inshallah, 8:30 to 9 will be Mufti Hamza Faruqi, with Maulana Zahid Khan. 11 to 12 will be Bliss of Marriage, inshallah, with Maulana Arafat today, inshallah Aziz. 1 to 2 will be Tafsir of the Noble Quran, and inshallah Aziz, that this afternoon is Wednesday afternoon. Make special dua for India and for the Muslims, and in Palestine and Libya, Syria, so many parts of the world. Even make dua for the non-Muslims. Allah give them the true light and radiance if I'll of Islam. Ameen. And make dua for our beautiful country, South Africa. Allahumma aminna fi awtanina. Ya Allah, bring about peace, yeah, in South Africa. And Biden still hasn't visited Hawaii. 101 people dead. You see that? That is your commander-in-chief running around with nappies. He can't go there because the people will sway him and curse him. You're good for nothing. So too little, too late. Allah ki laati be awaze. When Allah punishes a nation, no one can help them. Mm. So that is your news, views, and interviews for today.
Somebody says, my question is, Ustad, are there any Sunni people in Iran? And do Shias have their own book called the Green Book, which they follow, Ustad?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Three parts to your question. Number one, are there Sunnis there in Iran? Yes, there are Sunnis. Let me give you a quick history of Iran. In the year 640, Gregorian calendar, it was conquered during the time of Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu warda. Till the year 1500, it was a Sunni country. Your Imam Muslim bin Hajjaj, whose work we teach in every Darulum and Jamia, and he is buried there in Nasirabad, and that is, you must remember, in Nisapur, is in Iran. Imam Ibn Majah is from Qazwin, is Iran. Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu is from Iran. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah's forefathers from Iran. Hazrat Pirani Pir, Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, his forefathers from Iran. So Iran was a Sunni country from when? 640 right till 1500. Ismail Safavi came 1501, and then in the name of Tasawwuf, Sufism, and beguiling, deceiving the people, and he made thousands of murids and disciples. And then when they had enough power, the first thing they did is they murdered the Sunni scholars. Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Malik's student, Imam Muhammad bin Hassan Shaybani. Imam Muhammad bin Hassan Shaybani is a teacher of Imam Shafi'i. He is buried in Ray. Ray is next to Tehran. I visited Ray. You can go the whole of Ray, the length and breadth of it. You will not find his mazar, his grave. That is what they have done, what India is doing now. That everything to do with the Muslims, they are wiping it out, erasing it. So they must wipe out the history. So that is what the Kuffar Shias have done. When I visited Iran, so you must remember, they give you forms and so forth for information. They say the Sunnis are 9% there in Iran. And when you speak to our ulama and scholars, they say 30%. Both parties, I don't agree with. You must remember, people love to make mubalagha and hyperbole and exaggerate. So we will say they are about 20%. Remember, in the whole of Iran, the Sunnis, they oppressed. You must remember, in Tehran, there is no Sunni masjid there. Anybody tells you there is, they lying. You must remember that. So that is the only capital in the world. You will not find a masjid for us, the Ahlu Sunnah. So you will find the Saudis and the Malaysian and Pakistanis, they read in halls and all that. But no proper masjid, what we call a masjid, remember that. So they are oppressed. And regarding the book, you're messing things up there and confusing things. Green book, all that is in Libya. And that is what Gaddafi and them. And remember, in Iran, they got Usul ul-Kafi, Furu ul-Kafi, and they got the books of Khomeini, La'anahullah. So remember that Khomeini writes in Tawdih ul-Masail, you can make mut'ah for 1 hour is permissible. In Tahrir al-Wasila, he writes, you can commit, you must remember that bestiality with a horse, with a donkey, whatever, and then you must burn it or you sell it in another town. That is your Khomeini, pakka kafir. And if you got doubt regarding that, you also out of the fold of Islam. And you must remember that their most important book is Usul al-Kafi by Kulaini. And there they wrote that they say Kulaini met the 12th Imam hiding in the cave. Another big lie that is. So you must remember, is written there that the Quran they believe in is got 17,000 verses, is written in their book there. So we don't speak from our side. Everything documented.
Somebody says, Mufti, Alhamdulillah, Jusa is doing amazing work, like helping out at the Rahima Musa Hospital. I have sent you a video above. Should we not support them, Ustad?
So you must remember that when you want to speak about any organization, then you must look at them holistically. So you must remember, yesterday I sent it out, you sent it out, Mona Arafat. One was Jamiat Ulama Transvaal. We make dua for Jamiat Ulama Transvaal. That in 1961, they had the syllabus, and from Mias Farm days to come and so forth. I studied under them, so under the Mias Farm syllabus, under Jamiat Ulama Transvaal syllabus. So we indebted to them. We will never take that away, and we make dua for them. But when you speak of these characters who closed the masjid 5 days before, you must remember the government said, who made the masajid take out some masjids, the Quran, and they said the Quran has got virus. And when they said the masjid is a super spreader of the virus, and when they went to court as friends of the court, and then our marriages bill, they went again as friends of the court, and then they can't even say Shias or Kufar. So these type of people, they are the ones Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, inna akhwafa ma akhafu ala ummati, that al-a'immatul mudillun, they are worse than Dajjal. So that is what they are, and you quote me wherever you want to. And therefore, we're going to name them, shame them, and nail them. We started yesterday. I sent out the history of Jamiat Ulama Transvaal and what these characters are doing. I don't call them Molvis and Ulama. I call them scholars for dollars and TV actors.
Ustad, Sister Melissa says, is Mossad still active, Ustad?
Mossad, you must remember, active day and night. Their whole life is for that. Come, I give you one story. You heard, my sister? Just Google it now. Vanunu. You know Vanunu? Maybe you never heard his name. So you must remember that there's a big question. Who assassinated the Kennedy? Who assassinated Kennedy, you see? So who pulled off 9/11? You must remember the Twin Towers. So always put all the dots together. So go study Vanunu's life. Vanunu was a big scientist, everything. He had one weakness. And the weakness was he loved beautiful woman, you see. So then he spilled the beans and he told the world that Israel has got nuclear. And this is where the plants are and this and so forth. And then he ran away, you see, because he knew he's in big trouble. But then they tracked him down and they sent a beautiful woman. And she lured him, seduced him, and then they brought him back and then they imprisoned him in something. So Mossad is everywhere, you must remember them. You see this program of mine? So for past 20 years they're recording it. Mm. But they can't catch me because we, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, we want sharper than the Israelis. Ameen. And all these guys. When we want to speak about the Shias, we use their books. When we want to speak about the Jutlas, the Haramis, the super terrorists, we use their books. When we want to speak about the Christians, we use their books. So that is how you can't get caught then, because you're not giving your books, you're using their books. So till now they're recording me. So you need to wake up, my sister, and remember South Africa, everywhere they are, they got intelligence. Because why? Al-fulus tatakallam bi kulli lughat. You see, money, it speaks all languages, you see. So that is what you must. You know, you spoke about Shias. Come, I tell you a story which everybody should be shaken. Tuesday nights for past 20 years, with Allah's help, I have tafsir here in the Jami Masjid. After tafsir, I have Q&A. So I use the word darling, poppy, sweetheart. So one youngster started laughing, you know. So I asked him, what's your name? He said, Muhammad. I asked him, what's your age? 9 years old. He said, no, 10 years old. I said, Muhammad, I'm starting with the questions with you now. He asked me, are Shias Muslim? I say, where you learn about this? He said, no, I'm in school and they teach us in life skills and all. And then next to me, there's one girl. I asked him, you like that girl? He said, yeah, no, I don't like her, but she's a Shia. And I asked, what's her name? He said, Amara. And see, in your schools, they are being taught that the Shias are also part of Muslims. He told me last night, 10-year-old boy, Masoom, not baligh, nothing, not mature. He said, they told us that 72 types of Muslims you get. See? Therefore, I'm telling you, your schools to send your children is not permissible. That they will teach them transgender, they will teach them homosexuality, they will teach them to change their uniform and all this. You're playing with your children's iman. Understand these things here. For that lousy matric certificate, which is not worth the paper on which is written, you are sacrificing the iman of your child. This happened last night. Remember that. You can ask. There were 30, 40 people there in the masjid, and they tell you this. So you must understand these things here. What is really happening in the world?
So AK, can you not see your Muslims are the target? Look at Rohingya. Look at Burma. Look at Israel, look at India and Pakistan and Saudi Arabia. Can you not see your Muslims? God is punishing you guys. Jews will rise. Please explain and stop saying we are a cursed nation. Hebrew brother, we come in peace and yes, we do record you. Ustad.
Yes, record me and send it there to the whole of Israel, you cursed nation, you scum of the world. Remember that? Did I say so? Allah said so. Because you said Allah Ta'ala is stingy. So Almighty Allah curse you. Because you are the murderers of prophets and messengers. So Almighty Allah cursed you. Because you changed the whole Torah. So Allah Ta'ala curse you. You see, your example is like a barren tree. So who worries of a barren tree? So when you have fruit in the tree, when you have the best things, then people want to steal from you. So all this you mentioned, the Arab tenpot dictators, since when they Muslims? Your Saudi leaders, your Emirate leaders, your Bahrain, Morocco, they all murtads and shaitan, just like the Shias, the kuffar, and you are the biggest kuffar. So the whole world knows how apartheid you are, how you stealing in the West Bank, how you stole the whole of, you must remember, Palestine, and now the tide is turning against you. For what you jutlas are packing up and running to Cyprus? For what you jutlas are running away and are going with a second passport? Don't come with your peace story. Your people's peace is not P-E-A-C-E. Your peace is P-I-E-C-E. Land grab. You know that you guys, cartoonists, you must remember that, who writes in the newspapers, even he said, you must remember that Israel is busy with land grab, stealing that, you must remember, the West Bank, stealing East Jerusalem, keeping the people in the biggest open prison in the world, and that is in Gaza for 17 years. Shame on you. You are a scum on this earth, and you are a cursed nation, and one settler, one bullet will settle the issue. Now you send that to whoever you want to your grandfather.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Listen to this one, Ustad. Why do I get this very strange feeling when visiting Sweden? It's a very nice country with very nice people, AK, but something's just off about it. Candace from Umshlanga, Ustad.
Yes, Candace, I've been there, and I had no problem, you know, at the airport, nowhere. I delivered the Jumma lecture there, and I still remember the lecture I delivered. Let me give you quickly the statistics of Sweden. When I went there, there were 11 million people there, and the Muslims were just over 1 million, so 10% of the population. They took me to their mosque and masajid. They took me to their schools, and I delivered lectures in different venues and so forth. You see, the problem with these countries is, Scandinavian countries and others, they want to have laws, but they themselves cannot implement it. Whoever is the president, prime minister, tell them you're a Hitler, then they will charge you. Tell them you don't accept the Holocaust, and it is a big fat lie and propaganda by the Jews, the 6 million of them, is a big fat lie and propaganda. We're not rejecting the Holocaust, we're rejecting the 6 million. With all these type of things, they'll have problem. But when a person burns the Quran, when a person swears Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah forbid, when a person does that, then remember, they will say no freedom of speech. So how is freedom of speech when I want to curse you or your president, then you tell me I can't do that? But you hurt the feelings of 1 billion Muslims and more, and then where is your freedom of expression and so forth? So they all have double standards and hypocrisy. Inshallah, we will leave it at that. Jutla brother, you are the cursed nation. We make dua for you. Before you go to hell, Allah shows you the true light. Ameen. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Amen.